Hey, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Disclaimer.
Mo about nothing.
Damn,
show,
Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all.
Yeah, damn, Mo.
This show ain't gonna get all Terezi tonight, okay?
Oh, really?
I'm busting your chops, Mo. I'm sorry about you.
Now, let's start the show.
Wi-Fi not using my data.
Did you sign on?
My unlimited data.
Oh, you okay?
Yeah. Well, you sound like Brian talking about his unlimited bandwidth.
Yeah.
Like, you wasted my unlimited minutes.
Right? Okay.
The only thing I don't like about going live that way is you can't play it through the boards. They really can't hear what you're supposed to hear. That's why I had set up the cameras and everything.
What? Like,
the sound is not going to be the same.
Yeah.
So that's why I play, like, when I put the cameras up, I have it going through the board.
That's fine. I mean, the only reason why I go live is because I want to give people a little taste.
Oh, okay.
You know, if you want the, this is the appetizer. If you want the entree, then you have to click the link and get the full course meal.
Click the link.
Click the link below.
Down below. If you really like
channel.
This video.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that? Okay, so I posted a video on my Facebook of a young lady. Well, first of all, let me just say, as a professional makeup artist, I'm sick and tired of everybody thinking that they need to do a YouTube tutorial on how to apply your motherfucking makeup. You and your motherfucking $2 products. You know what I'm saying? Like, you use a fucking $38 foundation, a $2 concealer, everything else costs under $5, and you a fucking makeup guru? I don't think so. Honey, I don't think so.
They try to do it on the cheap. Show people how to do it on the budget.
No, that's okay. That's okay if that's the theme for the video. Let me show you how to get this drugstore look. You know what I'm saying? With all drugstore products, that's okay. But this young lady of the video that I posted, first of all, let me say the beauty industry is a very vain industry. You can't have no feeling. In this industry, feelings
can't
so deep in your feelings.
Can't have them.
I went to the So Def Chat concert last night, so now I'm like, ooh, like, I gotta, you know, do a run on everything.
Oh my god!
Every fucking song was no, yeah. It's like no, yeah.
Was everybody like trying to outshine each other?
I think everybody played their part.
Okay,
it was at one point where I think they did, and then like it was like way too much sound, and then it got like silent, and then like somebody was late on getting on their verse. I'm like, that's what the fuck y'all hoes get. Y'all was doing a little too much, honey. You was doing too much.
Doing
you know
too
what
much.
I'm saying? Yeah, too much. Kelly, Michelle, play your part. Everybody gets to be Beyonce and escape.
Okay.
At some point, everybody gets to be the first lead vocalist, second lead vocalist. Don't do too much. Just play your part. It's a team effort. But back to my story. So the video that I posted on Facebook was a young lady whose skin was terrible. I mean, the fuck terrible. Like, it looked like you ever order like a big chocolate chip cookie with extra chocolate chips?
Yeah.
It was like that. Now, I just posted the caption and I said, I'm officially sick and tired of YouTube makeup tutorials. And of course, you know, people were commenting under the video and saying she needs to take care of her skin before she needs to address her skin before applying makeup, because the makeup that
she's gonna make it worse.
Yeah. Point blank, period. And on top of that, her skin was so oily. I mean, it looked like she was using vegetable oil as a primer. It was terrible. So I just posted the video, said what I had to say, and then, you know, because I have a following, people took it and ran with it. So people were like, you guys are so mean. People can work on their skin in the any way that they can, and makeup is for everyone. And no, ma'am.
The power of makeup.
No. If you post a YouTube video of yourself, then what you have to realize is that as a creative, when you put out content, you are subjecting yourself to criticism.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I think that women and men need to address what's on the surface versus trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
That's a gem. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Address what's on the inside to get to the surface. Yeah.
Because it's obviously there's some bacteria.
It's this.
As an adult, if you suffer with acne, as an adult, then there's something wrong. Either there's a hormone imbalance, or you're eating something you're allergic to, mm-hmm. or you're encountering fabrics you're allergic to, or I don't know, maybe you got a fucking STD and it's just been laying dormant for years.
He was doing so good.
You just ain't never get checked.
It's like your pink eye.
I was listening to him writing the shit down.
No, seriously, there's clearly a problem there, and I don't want to see somebody crater face doing like and bumps and speed bump, you know? Like, I don't want to see somebody with a bunch of speed bumps doing makeup, because at the end of the day, that's dumb. That's stupid, because at the end of the day, your face is not smooth. You might be able to cover up the dark marks, but you can't cover up bumps with makeup unless you do pounds and pounds of it, and it's a whole new face. But that's not what she was doing. So I said all of that to say, take care of your skin.
How many drink comments water. You got?
You got a bunch of comments. Is it viral yet? It's not
viral, no. Oh, okay.
But people saying we were skin shaming. No, we're not skin
shaming.
That's
what everybody.
We're just stating
everybody
the fucking
goes
facts.
To that. Everybody goes to
skin shaming.
Skin shaming, fat shaming, color hey, shaming. Everything's shaming. You can say everything. Oh, you're everything shaming.
Like, oh yeah, I have an iPhone. I'd rather not do an Android.
Oh,
you're
oh my God,
Android
we're shaming.
Is that what it is now?
And while yes, I understand that having sensitivity is natural and is great. It's cool. But at the end of the day, you know, this is not a race issue here. We don't need that. What we need for you to
was
do.
She black?
She was black.
Was she red?
No,
red.
She was
bumps and shit.
Oh. No. She was dark skinned. She was dark skinned and
she just had acne.
Yeah.
Bad
but,
acne.
But on top of that, the makeup application was the main problem for me. You know, to be honest, the makeup application is what pissed me off. I hate when these hoes put tons and tons of fucking highlighter in right here, all right here. You look like a drag queen. You know what I'm saying? You use banana powder under your eyes, and that's 17 shades lighter than you. That people need to understand that's not every day.
And they're looking like Spice.
Oh, let's talk about that. And perfect
looking
transition, because like, that was in my notes. I'm
looking like fucking Spice.
No. Okay, so Spice, clearly. Let me just say this, Spice.
Oh, like she took white initials.
I didn't even introduce myself.
You sure did. You jumped right in.
Well, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, James Hollywood. Host of Unapologetic Podcast, your bi-weekly or tri-weekly or monthly, whenever I feel like it.
Podcast, okay, bitch.
Dose of Hollywood news, random rants, and taboo topic discussion. Make sure you follow me on all social media at The Great Jaden. You know,
that sounds good.
Occasionally, I like to drop gems. You know,
that sounds like us.
So
monthly,
no. Nigga. Okay, we get one.
Listen.
Welcome back, man.
I'm booked and busy.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Okay.
At the end of the day, this
you
is
get
just,
it
this,
when I get yeah, it.
At the end, no, you know, I don't even want to have that attitude to it, but I am making some money moves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't gotta dance no more.
Oh my God.
I'm making money moves. And at the end of the day, the priority for me is sowing the seed that I need to do to mm-hmm. get my future. And while, yes, I do love the podcast, I can't let that deter me from making the money moves that I need to make.
Right.
The podcast is just a small part of my brand. So, yeah. I mean, it just is what it is. But coincidentally, when I started putting out less episodes, not only did my listenership per month grow drastically, but my listenership per episode grew.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that I was burning myself out putting episodes every week.
Yep.
And truth be told, I know a lot of people are going to take this the wrong way, but a lot of podcasts don't need to be
every
weekly.
Week. Mm-hmm.
You don't. They really don't.
You know, something else I did? I took the listens off of the actual links. so no one knows how many listens are per episode.
Oh, yeah.
And they jumped. Because everyone was like, oh, I'm going to listen to this one because so many people listen to that one. I just took all of it off. Gotcha. And now it's being spread out through all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, that's the, 'cause I saw at your event, I went to one of those, the guy's podcast, and I saw he had all his listeners off. It was the panel ATL.
Let's talk about that. So a Pod Connection ATL.
It was a great event.
Shout out to Brian for coming through and providing his services. Again, I want to make sure you know that I'm very thankful.
No problem.
It's tons of gratitude. Brian is so nice. He won't even let me. This nigga won't let me do nothing nice. I'm like, can I treat you to a meal, please? Can
nah,
I
you good. It's all right. Bet. Your phone bill, you can please? Come out tonight.
Let me.
We doing
help
a podcast
you in some way. Yeah. But
no, you always good, man. You always good.
Thank you. But back to saying what you were saying about what you learned from that.
Yeah. So actually, I just took off like all the listens because right now Mo has one episode and a couple episodes we can't figure out why people listen to him because the same one.
It's the same one.
The same. Like she has what on one of them is like what over 2,000 something.
Yes, for one one episode, and I listened to it, and I don't think it's that funny.
Well,
that's just me personally.
That's just you because you don't like hearing your voice. One episode, I know one of the reasons were because the name of it, the title of it, In Love with the Shape of You. So I'm thinking, because on that episode, we actually was listening to a little guy that was, you know, the guy was singing, having a little funny, whatever. So I'm thinking, well, maybe folks looking for In Love with the Shape of You on SoundCloud, and that was coming up, the song.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not it. I mean, that's
because they listen to the whole thing.
Exactly.
But so, you don't know as soon as they click play, you get that play count.
But they go from the website, how they stay on that page is how you kind of get it.
Okay, so you can monitor that from the website.
Yes,
okay,
yes,
cool.
Yes, yeah. So that wasn't it. But there was a couple of them that the episodes were really, really long. I mean, like, they listened to them a lot.
I used to be so into the numbers, like when I was early in the game. Mm-hmm. And I used to get a little frustrated because I just knew that my content was just a little, you know. I'm just like, you know, my content's better than these other girls.
Yeah.
So, you know, my numbers aren't out there. But then, you know what? I stopped putting so much emphasis into the listener, like how many listens I was getting.
Right.
And I started putting more emphasis into the quality of listeners.
Right.
And, you know, attaining long-term listenership. I don't want to be a Walmart podcast.
Right.
I want to be a Saks Fifth, you know, up there, a boutique podcast. This, you know, sometimes you go to a boutique and they might only have 17 garments.
But, okay.
You
right.
know, it's 1500.
Right.
It's 1500 a pop. Yeah. So it is what it is. At the end of the day, rent is paid. But, and just creating, honestly, I had to realize like I'm getting a little too ahead of myself. And I just had to, I put more emphasis into creating those quality, both friendships and business relationships with people.
I think that we were also talking about that, but it was in means to more of like Instagram following about the content.
Listens on podcast a whole lot different. You don't know who, like we have listeners in Vietnam.
Right.
How the fuck we, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
in Switzerland.
Right. How?
We have all these listeners in Atlanta. It's nice, but what the fuck is Union City, damn, California, or some shit like
that? Oh, yeah, but we stopped, but I think you showed me how to look at that, but I don't think since the beginning I wasn't even looking at, like, how many listeners I got. That just, I just was more like, if I like what I'm doing, then the people will follow. Like, the people that actually fuck with me will follow.
Yeah.
And that's how it's happened. Like, I haven't really been like, oh, I have like 200 listens on one episode or whatever. Because if I really got into that, then I would probably be depressed.
Yeah,
if I really got into that.
The thing is, the content is out there. I wanted to be the Netflix of podcasts. So I would try a show out, try this, you know, these five shows. And if it didn't work, you get rid of one, and you bring in another one, that kind of thing. But the content is still there.
Right.
People still go, believe it or not, Life Behind the Scenes. They still go listen to Life Behind the Scenes. I don't know why, but they do.
And that's why it's important to put out quality content.
Yeah.
Right.
Because people will literally like listen to episodes that I put out like months ago. Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't put out unedited episodes anymore.
Yeah, you'll need to do that.
I mean, that's just the nature of my podcast.
Right.
For other people work, but for me, I just created this caliber and I can't go down.
You're right.
Because listeners expect that.
We don't script this show, but I edit this show. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we go down these rabbit holes and be telling each other business. And sometimes we may have
to. Or sometimes you want to look at fucking videos and shit on YouTube that don't have nothing to do with what the fuck I'm talking about.
But it'd be funny. Sometimes.
To you.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, it was a good event, though, man. I learned, just listening to him, I learned a lot. And it's funny how people approach their podcast. Like, one person was talking about their microphone the whole time. I'm like, I paid this much money for my microphone, and like, the microphone's $450.
Yeah.
And they say I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Why would you spend that much money on a microphone? I do not understand.
Because they're trying to do ASMR.
And that works on that $10 microphone. You can still. No, but yeah, it really is important. Not only content, but advertising as well. Yeah, how you market.
Yeah.
Man, there was a lot. There was a lot of. There was a lot that I learned over. Damn, it's been like 2 years now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But honestly, over the years, I've seen. Has it been 2 years? I don't feel like it's been 2 years. I think I'm tripping.
Almost.
I think it's been maybe like
1.5.
It's been a minute.
Oh, yeah. It's about to be 2 years.
It's been a minute because you came in my old apartment. I've been here almost a year. You came to the first show over there, and we started in 2016.
Yeah, so maybe it has been 2 years. Yeah. Wow, time flies when you're making money. but I've seen people come and go.
Yeah,
I've seen people literally, like, create a podcast, and I know that these bitches be dropping money on marketing because they get the motherfucking logo, they get the website, and everything is cohesive. Like, everything is super clean, you know? They on every platform, and they're only on episode 3. The microphones look good. Mm-hmm. They take nice photo shoot pictures.
No content.
7 months later.
Where are you?
They're gone.
Where are you?
And it's like, I literally feel like there's a secret website out there. I know it is. There's a secret website out there that people go to, and it's like, it says, if you want to start a podcast, these are the topics that you need to discuss.
Yeah.
Because I hear the same topics over and over and over again.
Yeah.
If a woman gives it up on the first night, is she a whore?
Yeah.
Body counts.
And then you see, like, so many podcasts that I follow, and they have the previews of it. They all talk about this. That is true. They all talk about the same thing or the same subject. This week we're talking about Fuckboy Season's Over. This week we're talking about.
See, those are the same thing as like, just like in on radio stations. There are companies who sell those packages to all the radio stations. So no matter where you are, when you turn the radio down, it's going to be the same type of things coming up, the same subjects.
And then I can't even blame them though, because it's just
it's efficient.
Because certain podcasts have certain listeners.
Yeah. Well,
and that's just like if everybody did that, that'll be like us in general. Like if I was scared about like me sounding like somebody else, then I would have never created a podcast. Or, you know what I'm saying? The same thing with Jay. And I feel like if he thought like, well, shit, like they already talking about it, am I going to put it out this week? He would never be like, no, because my shit is different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I ain't never worried about what else somebody else put. Because I can guarantee if I talk about the same list of topics that you're talking about, guess
what?
It's
going to be different.
Yes.
It's going to be different.
My result is going to be different.
Perspective is different.
When that episode came out of Insecure where she got ghosted, do you know how many people talked about said the same thing about ghosting? I'm like, can you come up with something else? Like, come on.
Same thing.
So, for me, if I'm going to listen to somebody talk about ghosting after Insecure showed ghosting, I want to hear a therapist talk about the psychological mindset behind it. You know, I want to hear a different perspective.
I don't want to hear Mimi talking about, nigga, she ghosted them because.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, like, I have.
Wendy, I know why she ghosted.
I have Wendy Williams for that. And I have certain people that I go to for the pop culture.
Right.
And if everybody is doing a pop culture podcast, then.
Lord help us. Yeah. Now I've been guilty of doing content for one show. And bringing up on another show.
Yeah, I know.
Because I don't feel like redoing content. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So one of my stipulations moving forward for any podcast that comes on the ATL Podcast Network, you have to do your own content. If you don't have your own content, I'm not finna do the show. That's just
harsh. Point. I'm lying.
But you know what?
You never have to worry about that.
I'm just saying.
The people that I've seen that are most successful in this industry are people that are doing it for there's a bigger purpose behind the podcast.
Right.
Some people do a podcast just to do a podcast.
Right.
But a lot of people are doing a podcast to push their overall brand.
Right.
Like the therapist that is a part of ATL Podcast Network.
She was here yesterday. She brought two people through here back to back on time. She sends schedule responses. You have to actually say, yep, I'm going to be here. She gives them directions. They show up. I mean, she's on.
Yeah,
that's the way it used to be. ATL Podcast Network.
That's how it used to be. I sent you an email, a copy of the email, the first email that I got for coming up to ATL Podcast Network. It was like directions, what you had to do, what we sent certain time. It was like on point. And then after that, it was just like, nigga, you coming on?
Well, you know. Sometimes being informal works.
It does for people like me and Mo. We could. Yeah. I mean, we don't need content, or we
sometimes
don't need people around here.
Sometimes.
I mean, because if we sit here and talk shit and we don't like it, we're like, all right, see you next week or two.
I don't care about that.
Yeah,
well, I don't like that.
Just delete that. But the thing I say about the content, you got to have your own content, because some people, like you said,
they come just in with literally nothing and don't have anything to talk about.
They just want a podcast.
So what are we going to talk about today, BT?
Yeah. There you go.
Shame.
Bitch, whose podcast is it? Mine or yours? Who got to be here? I live here. So who's got to be here?
So yeah, we got to change some things up.
Because
I'm telling you, I don't want this. I never wanted this to be a job. I never wanted it to be a job. If it starts being a job, you know what I'm gonna do? All right, Mo, we're gonna have some training for you for the next 2 weeks.
It's gonna be that anyway.
I'm gonna teach you how to edit. I'm gonna teach you how to do all your stuff, and we're gonna get your own little account on SoundCloud. We're gonna move all your stuff over. We're gonna make
to
sure
me
you're
by
okay.
myself. Because then that means I don't have to go out and be like, hurrah for ATL Podcast Network. I can be hurrah for
anyway.
Mo about nothing.
You don't do that anyway.
Not like you would like me to do, no.
So, Mo, who are you with?
Mo.
On the internet.
The internet, nigga. Mo.
See me on the internet, on the inner tube.
Like, shit.
I don't expect y'all to do that, though.
Every time we go out talking about, make sure you tell them about ATL Podcast Network.
I ask you afterwards.
And what I do, cut your ass
have
out?
Have you, did you say something? They got spies out there to ask you, who you with now, Mo? Mm-hmm. At least do your own website.
Yeah, it's some. Speaking of spies, it's some people that will literally, they be clocking you.
Really?
Everybody has those. Everybody has at least one. Anybody that I feel like is a successful content creator has somebody that is watching them, but never will like and never will comment.
Yeah.
I guess it's everybody.
And it's people that will publicly talk shit about you, but in their heart and in their mind, they're really in love with you.
Yeah.
But because they cannot be close to you, then they feel the need to try to tear you down.
Nobody that's doing better than you is going to be talking about you.
Yeah.
Nobody. In my experience.
Oh, yeah.
In my experience.
And negatively. Yeah,
negatively.
I ain't never met a better bitch that had something negative to say about me ever. You know?
And I don't even do all that. Like, I don't even pay attention to that shit. And when I do, sometimes what happens is like there's somebody that gets under my skin. I've had this recently happen to me twice within the last month. Like somebody that gets under my motherfucking skin. And then at that point, I'll pay attention to it. But then it's just like, what the fuck? Like, because me, I know I'm fucking chill as shit. I don't really have issues with anybody. I go about my business. Mm-hmm. I do what I like because I like to stay in my own lane. I like my own shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But then you get somebody that's just like lightweight harassment.
Yeah, and you know what's
crazy?
And you
be like, what? How?
People will literally be jealous of you for the
dumbest shit. And
yeah.
You be like, are you serious?
Yeah.
When you find out what it's about?
It's literally
the
like
root of the issue.
Literally any and everything. You can get a dog and somebody could be jealous that you have a fucking dog. It does not make no sense.
You like, can have a couch that they like. You be like, what the fuck?
My life is one of those lives where the person that I am on the internet is the person that you get in person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't pretend to live this lavish life.
Right.
People think I'm rich. I'm not rich. I'm a cheap bitch. That's what it is.
I'm just an accountant.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's what it is.
That's what happens.
That's the truth.
I literally went to school for financial literacy.
That's exactly what
literally.
It is. I just find deals on literally everything. And, you know, I just move my money a certain way. so that I can, my life, in my mind, I low-key am rich in the sense that anything that I need,
I can get.
I have right. already.
Or I can get it.
Food, shelter, clothing, a fat ass, yo nigga, anything, you know, everything that I need, I got.
I can get it. Or
yeah,
I can get it.
Yeah, and you know what? I can. The thing about it is that I'm so giving, especially with like knowledge and skills right. and things of that nature. Like, it's some of my friends that are in the podcast game where like I literally have to tell them straight up, like, this sound quality was trash. What I need you to do is download this software, run it through the software, because I'm your friend.
Right.
I'm not about to let you run out here looking the fuck terrible. What the fuck do I look like? Yeah. You know how people have problems with, like, sometimes I listen and people will talk about, you know, the issues that they have with jealousy and their friendships.
I'm like, how? How are y'all even friends?
Listen, I don't have that problem.
I don't have that problem either.
Everybody around me that's close to me got the same confidence level. That's why you won't never hear none of my friends call me conceited, because we all confident. There's a difference. Being conceited means I got to put you down for me to be up.
Exactly.
And I don't need to do that. If I'm going out and I look good, I need you to look the same. Like, there are some, I'm telling you, I'm telling you, like, literally before we go out, like, if I don't approve of your outfit, it's a problem. Like, you got to go change. Like, if, and you know, sometimes I look at my friend makeup and I'll be like, you know what? Sit in my chair. Let me
help
you. I just want to add just a little highlight, a little glitter, and a little gloss. And then we can go. Because I want you to drip swag goo just like me. You know what I'm saying? You know my light-skinned best friend, Shaniqua. Every time we go out, she breaking necks. Every time. Light-skinned, fat-ass, slim waist. And,
oh, shit.
And I love it. I love that she gets all the attention. I love it. I don't care if, you know, nobody's checking for me. That's fine. I love myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I want my friends to feel good about right. themselves. Why can't everybody else think like that?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, who is raising y'all where, like, any and you're intimidated by any and everybody around you? Like, this world has so many resources. If you want something, go get it.
Yeah. I said the same goddamn thing today. There's no reason for nobody to not make money. There's no reason. We got Uber. You can pick up some scooters on the side of the road and charge them, put them back outside on the street,
but let's talk
and
about
make
that.
Money. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about that.
And sell them.
No, you can sell them. You got the bird scooters. You just charge them up. You don't sell them crazy.
Sell them.
Black people, we need to learn to work smarter, not harder.
Harder.
Yeah. It's people that be like, oh yeah, I'm on that grind life, 14 days, no days off.
I'd be like, woo!
And that's fine.
And I'd be like, who's 14 days, no days off?
You know, that's fine. That's fine, depending on where you work at. Yeah. If you a nurse and you're a contractor,
mm-hmm.
you making money,
and you're working 14 days straight. Oh, honey,
you getting paid.
You could pay my rent for a few months. Okay. With that
yes.
check. Okay,
now that is true.
But now, if you work at McDonald's and when you get off at McDonald's, you're going to work at Burger King, sweetie. That's not the grind. Okay, you're 28 years old, still working fast food, entry level, running the cashier. No, you're not working. You're not.
You ain't made your franchise yet.
You're working too hard and you're not working smart enough, you know, because time is the most valuable resource you have.
Yes.
My time is, that's why I brought my laptop, because I need to work while we record. But seriously, my time is, ever since I've become financially stable and I started making salary, and it just literally changed my mindset. Like, it changed me psychologically. Like, I didn't used to, let me say this correctly for the people that are in the mental health field. I used to get anxious. I'm not going to say that I used to suffer from anxiety or depression, but I used to get anxious a lot, okay? Now, I remember being in college and I remember being broke.
Yes.
When I say broke, I mean like so broke that you got $8. You know you get paid on Friday.
Yes.
So you got to split that $8 up. $3.83 is going to go to gas.
Yes.
$2 is going to go to food. You know what I'm saying? You got
to. When you used to eat McDonald's and get that three for 33 or something like that.
You got
to
get creative. $2 is going to food because you know you got some rice in there. You got
noodles.
You got to get creative with what you already got in the cabinet. You know what I'm saying?
There's a reason I ain't go to college.
Ketchup, crackers.
And but no. But college set me up to be financially stable, because if it wasn't for college, I wouldn't be where I am today.
No, it's got to be. College is not for everybody.
It's not. If you don't know what you want to do in life, then what are you
doing? Don't waste your money.
College is an investment, and I'm getting my return. Okay, let me tell you that I'm flipping that shit. If you know how to sell drugs, then I mean you could fucking work in sales. Period.
You won't get paid as much, but you also won't get shot.
But if you're a store manager, you know what I'm saying? If you could pay your rent selling weed in 2018, come on now. People that selling weed ain't really making money like that.
Not no more.
Selling drugs is not
it. Because now it's turning into another white business.
So,
yeah, exactly. You know? So. I don't know how the guy who sells me edibles making it. Because I'm getting them cheap.
Yeah, my plug. Well, I'm just cute.
Sometimes, now you just you know, like, hey, sometimes yeah. You're like, how you get? Thank you.
It really is pretty privileged. Like thank honestly, you. That's
I appreciate this. What's this for?
This is free.
This is for this is you know you like just, me with the bartenders. Loyal customers. Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you. Like what the fuck?
Yeah. You know, always got flirt a little. No, but seriously, like especially if you're attractive, you can get things in life.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I went to when I was in college. I went to Express one day, and this dude was like, who worked there obviously was flirting with me, right? And I went to tell my roommate when I got home, and he was like, "Yeah, he has a girlfriend. He's definitely not gay." And I explained to him how he was approached me and how he was talking to me. And he was like, yeah, that's all in our training. Like, they train their employees to, like, smile at you. And, like, And I was just like, yo, that's crazy. Like, like seriously.
Yeah.
Like, attractive people.
Apple has the same thing.
What you mean?
Same training.
Oh, Apple.
Yeah, okay, Apple. Okay, they have the same training. At the Apple stores,
Does Chick-fil-A
at the mall?
It's a bunch of ugly same people training. That work at Apple, though.
What you mean?
I ain't never seen nobody cute working at Apple that I will holler at.
I have.
Oh, okay.
The Chick-fil-A had the same discounts.
We got two different types. So.
Yeah.
And they can't do shit for me. They can't give me no free phone. They can't give me no free headphones. But you know, one time that's a lie, because I did bring back some shit that was out of warranty, and they did.
They had a couple of free items.
Okay.
So it helped me out. But whatever.
Would that help you out because you're pretty?
I think.
He worked at Apple Store?
He used to, yeah.
You got a free baby.
Damn.
And that baby wasn't free.
On that note,
that baby was not free. It had to work.
Oh, I can hold that one back.
Shit. I mean, I guess now it's kind of free, huh?
Yeah.
It wasn't at first.
Trying to get the EBT card next.
Don't say that out loud. What the fuck's
wrong with you? But anyway, wonderful podcast convention, whatever you want to call it. It was good.
What?
Yeah, I mean, the whole weekend, honestly.
It looked so lit. I was sitting in my bed. How could I be like out of the country and still over there? Like, ooh, I wish I was there. I wish I was there.
Honestly.
You texted me and was like, are you on vacation or?
Yeah, you in town.
I was like, yeah, I'm on vacation.
But I texted you and told you it was going good.
Truly, from Friday night at Match Bamboo Lounge, me hosting that meet and greet party. We brought out so many beautiful people of color, you know, and everybody was having a good time, and it was inclusive.
Yes.
And I wanted to make everybody feel comfortable, because I've been to being a black man in the LGBT community. Oftentimes when I'm in situations where it's just black people, oftentimes I feel like I can be uncomfortable, and it's not because it's not like me just being in my head, but a lot of times because we live in a heteronormative world, I can be literally pushed out as an outcast.
Right.
So I didn't want anybody to feel that way that weekend, and I'm glad that people were telling me that I was very hospitable, from the people that I was in the Airbnb with to the event. Like, I was making sure people were good. Like, oh, do you need coffee? Are you know what I'm saying? Are you okay? Are you good? And I think moving to the South has changed me to be that type of person. Because when I lived in Maryland,
you know, I was like, when you were up North, that's a totally different.
Especially going to school in Baltimore. Bitch, what? It's a 3-second rule. If you look at me for over 3 seconds, you got a fucking problem.
You gotta be like a square up.
Yes. What you looking at?
Bitch. The fuck?
So, but you know what? You're absolutely right. I've been around promoters who they sometimes get scared if some gay guys come in into their events.
You told me that.
And you want to see the level of folks get pissed off by that kind of attitude. Like, this ain't shit. What the fuck are you talking about? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You
better scared for what? Because they feel like they're about to holler or what?
I don't know. I don't know what their mind thought
because
is.
Because I think we've had that conversation before. We feel like a lot of straight men feel like a lot of gay men are just checking for them. Look, and no, I just no, be like...
Honestly, I think in my mind, I think that out gay men is new to a lot of straight men, black men specifically.
Yes, black
and I think
men.
I think a lot of straight black men are comfortable with people being in the closet and not being their true self.
Of course.
And I think that it's just new for them. So it's like if you saw a dog walking on its two legs and it walked up to you and it started talking, you would be confused because you're not used to
I'll
that.
Be trying to
you
kidnap know? That motherfucker. I'm going to make some money.
Like, seriously, you would be like, hold on, you would be, you know, you'd be like, I don't know what to wear right now. I've been drinking too much. But you would be like, hold up, wait a minute. And I think that that is what I experience a lot while encountering straight black men. But it's crazy because as an empath, I can feel that energy.
Right.
You know, like I'll be in a room with people and somebody will have a headache and then I'll get a headache.
Yes.
And I won't know until I'm like, why the fuck is my head hurting? Yeah. Like, and then somebody says that they have a migraine and then it starts to make sense to me.
Like, I do that more so with, like, energy. As far as, like, if somebody got an attitude, then maybe I get an attitude and I don't know why. And I just be like, what's going on in here? Like, right. I don't know. That's just me because I'll do a lot of, like, projection, but I also get a lot of feedback energy as well from a lot of people.
But just so you know, the guys who do that kind of shit, they ain't got shit going on anyway.
We know.
Yeah, usually.
We know.
They don't even understand what
we know it is.
I know. You turning away business.
Right.
I mean, money because of some crazy reason, right, like that.
Yeah.
I would make it. I'm like, look, I'll host this event.
It still bothers me because I'm like, what do you think is about to happen? They about to grab your dick. Like, what do you think is about to happen?
Yeah. It's either one or two things, fear or
what their friends going to say.
Or they're on the down low. No. One or that they literally have a cognitive dissonance in their head.
A couple of these guys, one of these guys, he always talks about his brand, and he doesn't want his brand to be associated with that
with humans.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude,
okay,
what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, first of all,
and he's a promoter here in Atlanta.
Yeah,
of course.
First of all, we're not in smart. Atlanta.
Yeah.
Second of all, I see the clowns is in here.
You don't want your brand to be associated with people.
Gay exactly. Black men in Atlanta, I'm telling you, there are a lot of successful.
Yes. I was talking about making. That, too.
It's not even that. I told him, look around this crowd right now. Look at these clowns with no drinks in their hand. They just sitting here smoking that one cigar that they've been holding on to all day. Or they ain't even lit. You know what I'm saying? They're not buying anything. They're not doing anything. They're in your section.
They're in your section. Or they're in sections with 30 people.
Yes, they're not spending any money. So what's the fucking problem? I'm like, look, they over there drinking. Oh, there goes flare. There goes some bottles. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know what I'm saying? They having a good time. You know,
Spending money.
That's what, and the bottom line is, money rules all this shit.
It does.
You can bring all your crowds out, but they ain't spending no money. Why the fuck are you here? Pretty much.
Honestly, I've actually been denied housing because of my sexuality.
Really?
Yeah.
How? Did they meet you? Did they?
It was a private, you know, it was like one of those like roomster, roommates.com type of situation. So a guy owned a house. I went to the house to go view it. And it was a room for rent situation back when my credit was shit. But you know, now that I'm making money moves, I ain't gotta do that no more. I can actually do a credit check.
Okay.
You can run my shit today. It's whatever. Oh, you need a deposit? Not a problem.
Not a problem. I got
you
the
know,
shit.
Oh, yeah, I can write a check right now.
When you rent $1,500, they be like, oh, but we need $1,500 in advance. Okay, no problem.
Here you go. Right here.
Oh, no.
Or you don't even need that because the credit is good. Yeah, like, you don't need a deposit.
That's what I'm saying. When they throw them obstacles in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
And you just like, it don't mean shit.
When they tell me I need first month and last month, oh, you got me fucked up. No, do you see that credit score? Did you read my credit report? Did you see that I have a $1,600 credit line that's not used? No, I'm not doing
Take
that.
Take that off.
I got,
you got me fucked up.
I got jacked one time when I was young like that. The chick that was in the office, she told me I needed 3 months rent.
Oh, no. Up front.
This is when I was like 19 years old. So I went ahead and paid it.
Oh.
Because it's a deposit. When I get ready to move out, they're like, she did what? That motherfucker took all that money and put it in her pocket.
Oh, shit.
All of it. Wow. That's why they make you go get fucking cashier's checks now.
Because you didn't do that then.
It went, you didn't have to do it
back
then.
Well, then I guess we all know that you're not 25.
Oh, right. Right. I'm 26.
Times three. Like, what the fuck?
So, yeah, but they gave the complex gave me my money back, though, because I had receipts and mm-hmm. all that kind of
that's
shit.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. These complexes be out here fucking finessing. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think it's important, if you're a part of any marginalized group, to just understand that you're always going to be faced with adversity.
Yes.
But you just got to persevere. Like, somebody's going to say no. Okay, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? You can't sit and dwell in the fact that in that one no.
Right.
You got to keep going till you say, till you get a yes.
Right.
And that person that gets you a yes provides that quality, whether you're looking for a product or a service.
Yeah. You're right. And sometimes you got to go make it yourself.
That's true.
Go do it yourself.
And you know, I've learned that the hard way, and I've just always had that mindset. Like, if I, especially being a part of a marginalized group, you literally have to create your own lane a lot of times, because a lot of people would not allow you to be a part of their group or the organization or work for them, whatever. And another thing that I learned is that some people won't fuck with you until everybody fuck with you.
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
So that's why whenever I do an event that's like the first of many, like, for example, a Pod Connection ATL.
Right.
I knew that there was a lot of people that were like, oh, you know, it was a lot of people that said that they were going to come,
and
but didn't come.
Yeah.
But now that they see this video and they see how lit the shit was, you know what I'm saying?
They'll be there next year. And they
see that I'm really about this business. Right. Oh, yeah. Now they talk about, I'm definitely going to be at the next one. Girl,
it's the same thing with the podcast shit, for real.
Same thing with the podcast shit.
Yeah.
Because I've had people who don't even show up for shit, or they even play it down.
I mean, and it's even like people that you don't know.
You'd be like, dude, friends.
Friends, like, yeah. It's always like that. Yeah,
could you repost this? Oh, man, I don't know, man. That's associating with my brand, and I need to see what's going on with it. That's okay, though. I got it. Don't worry about it.
I've had plenty of instances where I said I wanted to start a podcast, and they were like, now people tell, oh, can I come on my little podcast that you just thought wasn't shit, like, even, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, now, no, you want to come on for fucking what?
Sometimes it makes sense. Like, think about it. If I asked Beyonce to be on my podcast, first of all, she's never going to read my email,
right?
Second of all, her management company is going to say no,
right?
But let's say I really pop off, you know what I'm saying, I might get Jay-Z. You know, they might reconsider. So you have to look at it that way. Sometimes, oh, this is about to be a gem.
Sometimes
you got to work on yourself and your own brand to attract the people that you want.
Right.
It's a lot of people out here that's sitting around talking about, I'm ready to be in a relationship. I'm so tired of being single. I just can't meet the right man. No. First of all, you still working at motherfucking McDonald's at 38.
Stop.
You need to get your fucking credit together. You need to get your income together.
You still out here chasing niggas rather than chasing your kids before cars.
Exactly. Your priorities are fucked up. You want Section 8 and your child and all your children got Jordans.
Please.
You just got
lipo. You ain't got a man because what?
You just got liposuction, but you and your five kids live in a one bedroom apartment. Sweetie, what are you doing?
Baby girl.
Yes. You know, get
you need
together.
To get your mind right.
So that's why when people like ask me why am I single, the question baffles me, because you're asking me as if being single is a bad thing. At 26,
as a goal is supposed to be what?
At 20,
the alternative is what?
In your early 20s, being single is lit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm working on me.
Being single at any time is lit.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it depends.
I mean, in my opinion. Well, I think I've only made it to 32, so.
Let me tell you.
Well, I'm 31. I only made it to 31. So right now, I feel like being single is kind of lit.
I've been single, I've been married, and I've been single. I would take single any day over
marriage. Okay, but let me ask you this. If you still want to be single at 50, or do you want to have a life partner
to enjoy things with? I want somebody I can have a good time with. I'll marry somebody eventually. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm not talking about marriage. I'm just saying you want a partner.
Yeah, yeah. You know, no doubt. Okay. No doubt. Yeah. I'm not saying I want to go, you know.
Because we also have to judge about the quality of marriage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people have dope ass marriages, and I'm pretty sure they'd be like, shit, like, would I rather be single or would I rather be married?
You know, deep down inside, when folks say that, like, I work with a lot of Caucasians, and you cannot tell me, because I'm around these guys all the time. You can't tell me these guys are 100% happy. You can't tell me they're 70% happy.
Because white men, I feel like, to be honest,
they
like,
hate their lives.
I have never seen. I'm talking about the majority of white marriages that I've seen happen literally like right out of high school, like in my experience,
or college.
So they're literally like. They know that they go to school for something, they get out, they get a job that they want at a bank, or they get a job that they want
in corporate America.
They meet whoever, sometimes it's a high school sweetheart, sometimes it's not, and then they get married immediately, have a child, and by the age of 32, my age, I told you, one of my classmates has been divorced twice.
Yeah,
like they're already going through all that shit. My age, looking like bald, gray hair. Looking like awesome. They look like they're 85. I just don't understand. Like, no, I'm not doing it. Like, I used to
take out these guys that come to town. Like tomorrow, I mean, no, Wednesday, one of the guys coming to town. He's a white guy. He's a cool guy. Every time he comes, he wants to go to a titty bar. Every time he comes, he wants me to go call some of my homegirls to hang out. He has the time of his life every time he comes in town.
And that's why I've always said I didn't want that to be my relationship. Now, what I'm saying is, like, no, I don't expect to be, like, hanging out with my significant other every day. I have friends, too. But I also want my relationship to be fucking lit. So if I say, like, I'm trying to go out, I want my nigga to be like, yo, is my girl coming? You know what I'm saying? Like, she's fun, too. Like, I want that to be... Mm. I don't want me to sit there and be like, yo, like... So I gotta take my girl. Like, I don't want that.
Some people power through that and bring her anyway. So we're like, what the fuck she doing here?
We seen that. Everybody be looking like,
Why Mo come? Damn, Mo coming again? What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Now we gotta watch.
Did anybody else bring that girl? Anybody else?
This is not a girl's, couple's trip.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to be out because I want to be, like, I don't want to be babysitting and watching niggas. I want to be out because everybody enjoys me and I have a good time.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of people are married that have no business being married.
Yeah, that's true, too.
A lot of people are not real with themselves. A lot of people don't have the confidence to
They still operating at a fucking presentation of self, a projection of self, as opposed to who they really are. Don't nobody want, like...
A lot of people don't love themselves, and they're not comfortable being alone. People don't realize that there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. I might be alone, but baby girl, best believe.
Never lonely.
Best motherfucking believe. I have A, option B, option C.
D.
And last but certainly not least, option D. Okay?
D. E, F, and G.
No. You're going a little too far.
Is that too far?
For me.
E, F, and G.
Somehow you ain't gonna get married. How many years? You'll get married before me?
Probably not.
Oh my God.
I don't even know. Listen, I'm right now, no.
People are skipping steps.
I think it's the same thing as like people not buying houses.
Buying houses. Let me tell you, as an accountant, in my honest opinion, being a millennial who's not married.
Doesn't have a house.
Yeah, no. Buying a house is a scam.
That's what,
in my opinion.
I've been saying that. Like,
unless you're buying a rental property or a fixer upper, because the tax benefit that people want you to believe that
there's a house around the corner from me, $799,000. The same house in Lithonia would be $353,000.
Well, first of all, I'm not gonna live in Lithonia, so I pay $799. That's not gonna happen. If you multiply, let's say how much you making an hour.
Said that buying a house was a scam.
This, I say this one.
And we try to talk about getting lots.
I
would rather buy a lot. Yes.
Buy land.
And then work my way. Yeah.
Yeah, I did all of that. I honestly don't want to do no yard work.
We know. We know you don't want to do shit now. We know.
Goddamn thing. You know what
I'd rather rent a house because over the next 30 years, first of all, you as a homeowner is going to pay way more than I am as a renter.
And it depends on who you rent it from because some motherfuckers crazy. They want you to rent their house and pay that mortgage and they mortgage
okay.
too.
$3,000 to rent a 3-bedroom house.
See, the thing about what? Renting what? That I like is that if something breaks, all I got to do is make a call.
Yeah, hello.
I'm not fixing nothing. I'm not paying for nothing.
Okay, because we had our washer broke. Did we not get a whole brand new LG new washer and somebody else paid for it? Sure did.
Yeah, when I was renting a condo and my rent was only $475, the AC broke twice.
Where was this at?
Oh, yeah, I had two roommates. You
know, I was like $475.
But you know, I think for the whole thing, you could have got it for $1,000. It was 3 bedrooms too.
$1,000? That's good.
Here's the problem. But I'm right now. I'm going through this. I'm like, do I want to buy a house or do I want to rent?
I think you should buy
rent.
A house.
No, I think you should rent.
Here's the problem with buying a house. I can't go up on the rooftop. I can't walk down to the pool. You know what I'm saying?
Have you searched for any houses, rooftops, and pools?
If I go buy a house, let's say it's $300,000. Let's say that.
But you want to go on the rooftop instead of the backyard.
No. Yes. I would rather go on the rooftop instead of the backyard any day. There's mosquitoes down low.
That's true.
But you get birds up there. You get mosquitoes down low. But it's $300,000. I don't know the actual cost. Let's say it's $1,500 a month mortgage. Then you got an HOA fee. The HOA fee can be $500.
Listen, let me tell you something about Jade in Hollywood. I'm not living anywhere that charges a monthly HOA fee. You got me fucked up. Even if your monthly HOA fee is only $200 a month, you multiply that times 12, times 30 years, and then you do the present value. It's a bunch of financial shit. I'm not doing that. Bitch, you got me fucked up.
Jade in Hollywood going to live in Lithonia.
No, let me tell you what Jade in Hollywood is going to do. Jade in Hollywood is going to live on the north side and continue to rent because I don't know. You know, if I want to fucking move, what if I don't want to live on the north side no more?
Okay.
What if I want to live on the... Well, I'm not going to move to the south side. I'm not going to move to the west side. What if I fucking hit the lottery and I want to move to Buckhead? What if my office fucking moves?
Why would you
know what I'm saying?
Buckhead? It's too congested up there.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Maybe I could do like a Chambly Midtown.
There you go. Chambly got some good lofts over there.
They do.
Lofts.
They got nice lofts.
I like walls.
They have walls and lofts.
No, but they don't have doors. Like I like
the bedroom.
Brookhaven's
right over there.
I live in the area of Chambly, Brookhaven.
Honestly,
it's good. I love it. But it's fucking high as shit. If you want to buy a house, it's $799,000.
Yeah, it's
house around the corner.
Even my area is completely gentrified. Yeah, buying a house is not the goal. It's really not.
I've been thinking that maybe for me because I got kids.
Let me say this for the listeners. If you have student loans, if you're like me, under 35, you have student loans. Your goal should be to pay off those student loans versus getting a house.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, motherfuckers will have $80,000 in student loans talking about they want to get a house. Bitch, are you fucking stupid?
And car.
You want to pay interest on a mortgage and interest on your student loans?
Yeah.
You could, that extra money that you're putting towards that mortgage and that mortgage interest and that, real estate tax is where they really get you.
Yeah. You can
depending on what county, especially if you live in Fulton County, that money, you could pay down your student loans and you could pay much less interest. Bitches be complaining about, I'm never going to pay it off. Bitch, that's because you're making the minimum payment.
My ex-coworker was paying $700 in student loans and had the nerve to want to buy a house with a nigga that she didn't even know that well.
Fuck that.
I said
$700. I'm going to take a class every second quarter. Second term. Push them through the loans till I'm dead.
You know what? Fried. Fried. Fried.
You got your strategy, I got mine.
Fried.
By the way.
Wait, you still ain't paid your student loans off?
No. Not yet.
Well, you tripping.
I just heard what you said, man. Don't redirect that at me. You know what
you
I'm saying?
You tripping. You need a fucking... viewers on Instagram, this rich ass nigga got two living rooms. What you see right now is one living room. Over to my right is another living room. And this nigga ain't pay off his fucking student loans yet. You need to fucking sit
First
down
of all,
be humble.
Fuck the government. They can pride out my estate.
Ooh, no, my stomach growling. No.
Pay off them student loans. People fail to realize when you pay down them student loans, it looks better. It's called a debt to income ratio.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay. You always want your income to be much higher than your debt. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of people walking around here acting like they the baddest bitches in Atlanta and they got a negative net worth. Bitch, you got motherfucking $2 million in debt and you only make fucking $8 an hour. But you got Gucci on. No, you're not a bad bitch. You're doing bad, bitch.
You say you're not a bad bitch, you're doing bad.
A
mess. That's horrible.
That's a mess.
Brian, you better hope that's not about to be you.
Oh, no.
How much are you taking?
So I just keep, you know how to handle that?
How much you paying taxes every year?
Do I know how to handle what?
To not have that bad income to debt ratio.
What?
Just make more income.
Yeah. Ooh. That's one thing. That's one thing, but you still got to pay down debt.
Yeah, you do.
And then depending on what type of debt you have, it's either smarter to pay off the smaller balances first or pay off the ones with the biggest interest.
Hey,
it depends.
Dave Ramsey up in here. You know who Dave Ramsey is?
No, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, y'all are kind of young, so y'all don't.
We know who Dave Ramsey is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom. Hello.
Oh.
You know, my mom had went through the whole
That's
thing.
That's right.
I know Chef Ramsey, nigga.
You know, my mom with the whole thing.
That's right.
Now she over here living lavish with her 820 credit score.
It's just credit. It's not money.
Well, for her, it turns into money.
Okay.
Right. I was about to say, yeah, I mean, it. Listen.
820 credit score. For her, that turns into money.
You being able to go get anything you want is a good thing.
Yeah, but
sometimes
she's
getting
not doing
anything
that.
You want is also a bad.
She's thing. Not doing that though.
Yeah, I had mine was in the 800s back in the day, and now it's steadily rising up. But.
Well, Brian, you're in a particular situation, and you've been through something that has affected you negatively. So you are part of a group that. Is a special case, so I'm not necessarily judging you, but there's people that honestly, and
honestly.
I'm gonna keep my foot on your necks because I want y'all to
keep
make
my foot on your
on
neck.
Your motherfucking necks, like make better financial decisions,
yes.
Pay down your debt.
Yes.
Like
yes.
It don't make no sense for
ignoring,
people to,
ignoring them phone calls. They're gonna make them go away.
It's not.
We sat here one day, and,
it's
and,
not.
And what they yes. called me? Navient called me on the fucking air
on the podcast. He said, whoop, whoop.
Let me tell you, they never called me because I'm always on good terms with Fed Student Loan Services. I'm always on good
always
terms.
Always on good terms.
I don't care if I don't got the money. I'm going to make a call. I'm going to
let them
know. And they'll work with you as long as you communicate.
Right.
That's the big thing. With
some
these debt collectors,
yeah.
You got to communicate. I mean, you know, sometimes you hit hard times. You might have to get that car repossessed. You might have to file bankruptcy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Shit, at the end of the day, after you go through a financial hardship, that shit should make you bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy how I've just gotten in the habit of always saving money. We went to the So-So Def concert last night, which is a good concert, by the way. I'm going to talk about it in a second. But I was really sitting here like, you know, it would be cheaper if we drove to the train station and then caught the train down from Sandy Springs.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and then the realistic part of me, that was a cheap bitch talking, but the realistic part of me was like, or you can just catch a Lyft because, yeah, it might be $22, but you're going to get there in 20 minutes versus 45
train,
minutes,
yeah.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
you have to drive to the train station
right.
and we're already late. So yeah, just pay a little more. And but being broke will have you like mentally kind of
yeah.
like fucked up
yeah.
and they'll have you crippling yourself.
But you don't need to lose that. You don't need to lose that. That second guessing.
Yes. Yes and no. If I'm making, if anything that I'm spending more than $50 on, I'm a second guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But sometimes like sometimes I go to a consignment shop and I'll be like, oh, I got this shirt on for a steal, $15. And I'm like, yeah, I save money by, you know, getting it at a consignment shop. But if I was smart, I would wait until stores that I like have a sale and I can get that same shirt for $15.
Right.
We have it on sale. You know what I'm saying? And it's brand new. So stuff like that.
Yeah. I know we was out this weekend and I tallied up how much money I spent on lifts. Just lift. That one day. And I was shocked. Because people like to jump in your lift. They don't like to get lifts.
You gotta kind of watch that too. Yeah, that's true. I know that I've seen that.
$70 on lifts in one day.
Where were you?
Downtown.
Oh, I thought you were about in Miami or something. you were in the city?
From here to downtown and downtown to back and then a couple of places in between. $70.
Well, that's because you wanted to be a whore. That's your fault.
No, we was out drinking.
When you're doing a bird tour, right?
Yeah, we was doing a bird tour.
Yeah, well, I mean, $70 is much cheaper what a DUI would cost
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Sometimes but now it's worth it.
I got to be smarter now and be like, okay, who's getting this next lift?
Hell yeah. Yeah, if you with a group, yeah, y'all better take turns.
But your friends, because your friends are having a hard time.
I'm like, hey, my battery just died. Somebody got to get this lift because I can't get on my phone no more.
Brian can't help it. He just want to give.
No, I don't.
Help everybody.
You know, I told you about that, right? I got sideways with some folks who say I changed.
I've changed.
Oh, no, you ain't tell me about that. Tell me more.
You tell me.
People say I've changed because I don't treat them the same way. So people aren't able to grow. Some women like consistency. They don't like people to, you know, just change up on them.
Of course.
So things you
especially if it benefits them.
Exactly. If it benefits them, they don't want you to stop doing it.
Right.
So when you stop doing it, that means you changed. And that's a hell no.
But you be fucking with them.
Everybody, that's what they be saying. Like, who the hell? What they say? What kind of bitches you be fooling with?
Right.
That's what I be saying. I be like, you too old. And then bitches that you be fucking with be too old to be acting like that.
Yeah, but some people are just raised to be leeches. Like, some people are literally...
Say that again.
Some people are not raised to go get a job and go get money. Some people are raised to be nothing more than a baby mama and a wife. Mm. That's it. That's it.
You, I'd be feeling bad because I'd be like, damn, my mama didn't raise me to be a baby mama either.
No, but seriously, like some women feel like every man that they meet it's their duty to do whatever. And, right. You know what I'm saying? Like
I put in hard-ass work.
These are women I'm not even dating or trying to date.
Exactly.
They just fell into this phase
But that's the thing is, like, you had one of those, I don't know, spirits. Or I don't know, where you were just trying to, like, wine and dine bitches and you mm-hmm. just...
And
the thing is that you had a problem cutting bitches off too. Like, just, that is another thing.
Yeah, it's in his soul. He just has a given soul.
Cutting people up. Still, what do you mean? It's 2018.
Oh, okay.
So every time we have one of these conversations, I'd just be like, cut the shit off. And you had a problem doing that.
Oh,
like anything.
Because I only tell you 85% of the story, more than likely.
But that 85 usually be enough. Because I have friends like you. Right. I have friends that always be funny. In fucked up situations. I'd be like, yo,
how?
You're not his therapist.
How?
You're not social services. How? You're not there to supplement his income or help him out. That's not your job and that's not your duty.
Right.
Can't you see that he's broken and you're whole? Let him get whole before he tries to come at you again.
Yeah. Most of the time, history starts that kind of stuff, and then you got to create new history to stop it.
So. You know what the problem is? The fucking city girls. They brainwashed everybody to think that they, I need a nigga that can swipe them visas. So now, So now everybody trying to find somebody to pay all their bills. No,
that's crazy
that's
shit.
That's not how this works.
Yeah, you could pay out everybody's bills.
Who?
No, I'm just playing. I'm just saying they need to pay their own bills.
Then I'd be on the street like, hey, Mo, you mind if I come, got a sofa I can grab?
Yeah, I sure do. In the basement.
I just don't need no kids around when I try to go to sleep.
Okay, well, I can't do nothing for you. Shit. I got kids all up and through my house.
Is there a way you can stop these kids from coming down on the sofa and let me sleep on?
Shut the fucking door. That still don't work.
You know, niggas will literally crash on your couch and try to regulate shit.
Yes! I've had that happen. A nigga gotta go.
Eat your food, change your temperature.
Nigga gotta go. And you know what I don't like? When you invite a nigga over and they end up doing some shit that you don't be like, have you ever had a nigga invite a nigga over and somebody fucking in your house? Has that ever happened to
when
you?
When I was, yes and no. When I was in college, I had a close friend who I told to not mess with somebody because this person was a hoe. So this person was in the process of coming out. They were coming into terms with their sexuality. And I was like, I understand this person acts like they like you, but they're a whore and you shouldn't mess with them. And they ended up fucking that person. And I found out like a year or so after we stopped being friends that they actually had sex on my couch. Bitch, you got me fucked up.
You got me fucked up.
You got
me somebody fucked thinks up. That, we'll that never is okay. Be, we'll never How many be times has somebody else fucked in your house?
And that's okay. That's okay never. if you spray the shit with Lysol afterwards.
No,
and
I don't
really give a fuck. Y'all adults. If it's a bedroom, I'm not thinking, don't somebody fucking hit. It don't matter to me. Just don't be on my counters in there when I leave or some shit like that.
And don't be there when I'm there.
And don't be loud.
Yeah. Oh, no. If I'm in my apartment, oh, bitch, you're not. You're definitely not.
Don't be loud in my fucking house.
No, something I won't do.
And I got kids, too. No. Don't be loud.
No, seriously. You're not having sex here, period. If you want to, go get a hotel.
Loud. And I don't even. And the thing is, also, it's like you're both adults, but what if it was somebody that I didn't know that you bringing into my house to fuck?
No, I don't even want to hear you breathe, bitch. The fuck?
Like, what the fuck? And I got kids, too. And I'm not even fucking when you in my house because I'm looking out. I'm out of respect for you because, you know, stuff can happen. I might get a little, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, what makes you think that you have the permission to bring somebody in my house that I don't know and you fucking, like.
What I get pissed off about, what I think is the most disrespectful thing you can do to at anybody's house is
eat their food up.
And eat they don't, food. And don't ask them for
their leftovers.
Yes.
Especially if it was in a restaurant box.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm triggered.
Especially if it had my name on it.
So I had a crackhead roommate that did
oh
that.
Oh my God.
That was.
No, I have cousins. I have literally gone off somewhere and was coming right back, and I had to leave him in my house. And I come back, and what I thought about the whole time I was gone, when I got back, that shit was gone. And I'm like, what the fuck? You ain't had nothing else to eat in that. What the fuck you doing eating in my... Okay.
Opening my box like that. I can't.
So you always wonder why I don't have snacks in here? Because of them motherfuckers.
Nigga, please. Nobody ever comes over here.
Yes, they do.
They come over here?
Yes.
And eat your food?
Yes.
I mean, that's right.
What's the first thing you did when you got here?
Open the refrigerator.
Exactly. Exactly.